Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Well, now welcome, my people. They don't break. Alpha, what's in the app? What's in the app for community? Who they argue about who? Who they gossip about who? That's who it is for African society. Yo. If you wake up morning where you get something shop, now the next person will be the next meal. Anyway, that's just by the way. But it's another edition now for Alpha, as we bring that every day happening, where they happen for our life, for our neighbor life, for our community inside now. But the question be say, what thing they make you and your papa fight, or what thing they make you they vex your mama or your parents? You get certain things where if he tell you, say, make you do, like, yo, this thing there, they won't make you do them. You say, nah, why say my mama or my pa, they won't make her do something like this? Like, it'd be crazy. But in a normal circumstance, they see him say, nah, so if or day, whether you like him or you don't like him, nah, this one will carry you enter inside. I'm going to do this conversation with my colleague. But anyway, you know, we'll fish out our thought as well, no? Yes. This na How Far podcast. My name is Barry. Half is don't join me. Make we digest them.
Charlie.
Alpha.
Adi.
if something they will, I cannot know. If it's something we, I don't go comment on. But this I will comment on. Then you see, you get that way. You go be like, in general, I see. Now that way you go do. In general, I like money. For I know you like him.
Yeah.
Or this
yeah.
thing they do, I don't like him. But still, another one they still they do.
Yeah. The thing we see, like, it's very difficult to be a parent. Because at the end of the day, you are just doing what you think is best for the child. It might be right, it might be wrong. But you're just doing the best that you can. Of course, the child is going to judge you. He's going to constantly throw tantrums. Children are like that.
They go resist you, yeah?
Yes, they'll essentially just resist whatever method. Yes. But at the end of the day, at some point in their life or at some stage in their life, they would realize that all was for their own good. Now, as parents have different parenting styles. There's someone out there that would say that, oh, I don't want to touch my child. I don't want to hit my child. Yeah. It's not fine.
Where the child will grow up to, like, then it'd be okay. Like, it'd be good.
Good or bad. And mostly we can associate that form with the Eurocentric ways of doing things.
Okay.
The Europeans, they like cuddling and touching child. You know how like this stereotypical European style of parenting is. Oh, don't touch him. Well, how are you feeling? They do that sort of thing.
Can you come out?
Yes.
Come
yes.
out.
Trying to talk to you. Oh, what do you want? To come buy you PS5. Yeah.
Before you go agree for one,
Charlie,
something.
Pass your exam to you. They tell you, say, look, I'll buy you PS5. We'll go pass out this. But there's also the African style where even Asians, possibly that, you know, they are more strict in the way they do
strict,
things.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sure.
So we are not here to paint one black, one white, because we see how both parenting styles turn up. Because at the end of the day, the thing we see, you know, really turn out well like that. So these are the two ways. Mm. Now, what we are looking at today, it's fights you are supposed to pick with them. Now, the thing we see, you understand that a lot of parents don't want to fight with their kids. It's not a good thing, but it's unavoidable. But there are times you, as the parent, you're the adult.
But what was it? Don't be physical fight. Don't say go get gloves. They punch your.
Oh, no, 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 not that. Not that.
Okay,
but it could just be a simple misunderstanding. That's a fight.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily for busha busha. No. But a simple misunderstanding or argument.
Yeah.
But the thing we say, you as a parent, it's one situation where you don't have to compromise. You're like, no. This thing, if you like, make Angel Gabriel come out heaven, calm down.
You go
today,
do
you go do that sort of thing. Because those are the situations where, as a parent, you actually have to be the parent. You know how some want to be like a friend to their children?
Yeah.
No.
Sometimes it's just for be hard.
You just have to be. There are so many fights, and we want to look at some of the very common fights you are supposed to have.
Well, yeah.
That one there, that fight there,
if it happen.
If it's not happening, then maybe
something is wrong. Yeah.
It's wrong somewhere. So some of these fights, they are supposed to happen. Now let's start with what you call the work fight. The first one is the work fight. Now what is it?
If you know the work, it will fight you.
No, it's now.
No, what did they do for us? You don't graduate, you're calling
me out. No, with that one. relax. Now why, everybody.
Why you
a lot of people
now?
They go through our TVS. How when you see the work fights. Now at the end of the day, you know, some children love to sit these days. Mm. I mean, we see technology all around us.
Yeah.
So you leave the child, the boy can play video games from morning till evening.
Mm.
He doesn't want to move.
Mm.
He says their lunch, morning, afternoon, evening. He's eating food and drinking just by the computer. I mean, there's a phrase they call, there's a catchphrase. What do they call them? They call them couch potatoes.
Mm.
Yes, you can see then these days, at the age of 15, 16, the child is already diabetic. A lot of
obese.
Them, exactly. I say obese rather, sorry.
Bloat.
They are bloated and everything. They don't get enough appropriate for the child, not only to just sit around. So, I mean, there are some lessons in actually just picking up a mop. And cleaning.
This place is that way. Especially exactly. If not the person do them. Like if you will, you do that mess, go clean up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't have to always be cleaning up after the child.
Mm.
Let him or her do something.
Mm.
Just around. Okay. They could be as little as 6, 5, 4. There's something they can always do around.
Yeah.
So that in itself tries to teach them the value of work.
Mm.
So before you know it, that's the message you are passing on to the child.
Mm.
I mean, we don't want the child to just sit around from morning till evening just playing video games.
Yeah.
Besides, there's so much to learn when you actually, you know, get up and do something, because at the end of the day, when you see another person doing it, you probably might have an idea.
Mm.
There's a certain, you know, favorable behavior towards work culture.
Yeah.
And that is where it starts.
Yeah, obviously.
So eventually that's where it starts. So that's the work fight. So like he's going to not be happy. Children are always grumpy.
It won't put up that lazy attitude.
Yes.
My friend, go do this thing before I change my mind.
So the work fight at home is very necessary for a parent, for every parent actually.
Mm.
Now we also have the outside fight. Now the outside fight is where children are always seated at home.
Mm.
They don't want to go out. Okay. The work fight is about work. Now the outside fight is about going out.
So you want to encourage your pikin make it go out.
Exactly.
You don't go out, no come at midnight, come they complain, say,
I understand something. A lot of activity is very important. Because you see, when you go out to do things, what it then teaches is that, because outside there are a lot of things that are not in your control.
Okay.
So you can actually learn something from things that are not your, you're going to hurt yourself. Well, play street football outside and everything. Do you, a lot of kids don't even know that these days. All they know is PS5.
Yeah, I know, right?
PS what?
So those and that, outside that game they call Stay. You know?
Stay.
Go play Stay. Kickball, enter market, bush. Go there, run, look
you
for ball.
You start in Zongo and end in somewhere. Yo, Sawawa, somewhere.
Before you go come back, go, your parents
and you cry yourself. Look, and kids are merciless. So how can you control that?
You know what, they go lash you.
Exactly. So
imagine if you get 20 people for the team talk.
Kids are very mean to each other.
Yeah,
they are very mean to each other. But when you go out there,
yeah,
to
lessons you pick
do
up.
Some of these things, yes, you are able to, you can't control that situation. So it teaches you something as a child, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
It's not something your father will come from work and come to sit you down to teach. This is something you went
you
out
learn
there
by yourself,
to learn. Okay, there's exercise, there's fresh air.
Mm.
And all these are necessary for character upbringing.
Mm.
And because there are things you can't control, you are forced to adapt.
Okay.
To those things.
Mm.
You are forced to learn quickly how to adapt to situations. I mean, and they sharpen your problem solving skills as a child. There are some of these things you learn on your own, and when they ask you, probably you probably will tell
you,
ah,
you
didn't
even
understand.
Know how you pick it up.
Yes, that's because you went out there to do it on your own. I mean, you just mentioned the example of Stay. Now, if you are playing and maybe you are doing something wrong and your colleagues keep punishing you for it, nobody will tell you say you for adapt.
Oh boy,
you for try different strategy. I don't know. So here, that is your mind at work. Okay, I'm throwing it this way and these guys are doing this.
So
let me do this.
For another way.
I don't know. There's no mommy or daddy to save you there. So that's the streets. Already you are thinking for yourself. Okay? Sometimes you even hurt yourself in the process. You come home something you don't even want them to find out. Because you went outside there.
That's at your own.
Yes. I remember as kids, there was this river growing up that we would go to swim.
Mm.
And when you go to and our parents consistently warned us never to go there. I think the Burkina Faso Dam, the Bagri Dam.
Uh-huh.
Yes, when it's overflowing, they open it to spill.
Mm-hmm.
It passes through that river. in Borga.
So it could overflow.
Exactly. So they warn us every time and again, don't go to this river.
The hard guy.
And in Borga, everyone that grew up in Borga knew it. We called it Akola.
Akola.
We go to Akola. And they go Akola.
We go busy.
Exactly. So, even when you are mentioning, you don't want your parents or grandparents to hear it. So, and it's like, it's very notorious, that river. Mm. I mean, kids have died. Mm. But, I mean, we still,
go, still there.
Go there. Still go there. So, and anytime we're going there, like, we have a place to meet and then go there. So, as we do that, parents, look, it's very surprising, but like, they knew what we were doing.
They just don't mind.
Exactly. So,
and they didn't cash
in. And the funny thing is that when you go to swim and you come out, you're different. Looking pale white and everything.
And your eyes will be red.
So, you go there and come back and then you went to Akola. Then you'll be swearing heaven and earth looking like a dwarf or looking like something they painted. And you are looking like the evidence is written all over you. You look it. It's not like you can hide it.
Guy, won't put it. Yeah, dude.
Tell it, grab on me there. So, don't worry, also. But, I mean, it's something we learned on our own.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I still cannot swim. Anyway, so. But.
So, how did you enter? You
guys enter? I just said, they would do the banks inside. They do what I want. I know they go deep. I forget.
Oh boy.
So, as a kid, yeah. Obviously, these are things you are going to have to learn on your own.
Mm.
But it means you would have to go outside in your natural habitat, things are going to hit you, whether you like it or not.
But this case, you know, be fight with the parents will have with you. What?
The fight here is the child not wanting to go out.
Oh, so the parents for like, you to come out, go socialize
exactly,
now.
Eh? Exactly.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
It's very important for the child to go out. I mean, it's usually one of the points people use to mock people that do homeschooling. Mm. Because at the end of the day, schooling is not just about the academics
socialization.
Exactly, it's about meeting people.
Making and yeah.
Exactly, interaction and everything. Mm, because at the end of the day, to be able to even interact with the opposite sex, you would have done it over and over, being outside before you actually
build your confidence.
You see people, grown-ups, and he can't talk to women because every day he's seated by the computer playing video games.
Yeah.
So you ask him to go and talk to a woman, it's like you are giving him hell. Because he didn't learn to go outside. I don't know if you get me. So there's a fight.
So how did you learn your own?
That you need to consent.
No, I mean, it's
making... Why you ask me that? Start your own.
No. If you normal, say, okay, me for instance, I
No, no, but with, in that case, I mean, I'll answer it. It's very simple. But you see, as young guys, your parents don't teach you these things. I mean, you go out there, you take terrible advice from your friends, and then you learn. So that's how you learn.
The first one messes you up.
Oh, Charlie.
Then you learn from it.
But me, I had this uncle that, Charlie, I remember the first girl I actually liked and I didn't know what to say. Then I go communication center, call my uncle.
Ish.
Uncle, Charlie, I see Chico. Hey, she get big behind.
What an uncle.
So, but we still vibe. So, anytime I see any lady, I like, Charlie, what's going on? So, I talk to him just about everything.
Right.
Yeah, so he's that person for me.
Okay.
So, don't go talking to your uncles. Some uncles don't think that's it. Yeah, so just find a person that does that for you. So, that's the outside fight.
Right.
So, it's very important as a child. Mm. You need to put your foot down when the child resists going out. Mm. I remember coming to Tamale and I didn't like going out. My uncle came in one day, not this other one, another uncle. He came in and was like, look, get out, go out.
Just disappear.
They told me, where should I go? I should get up, go out. Any house I see, enter. Greet them and come out. That was how
he has a personal reason for doing
exactly.
That.
Essentially, that was him telling me that being indoors so much is
could
not
be toxic,
good.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not good for me. So go out there and do something.
Come out. Go mingle. Good.
So that's the second fight. That's the outside fight. Mm. Now, the next fight you should have with your child is the me first fight.
Me first.
Now, children, when left to their own devices, can be very selfish. You know how some children are like, me.
It'd be my own.
They don't know how to share.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like the world revolves around them.
Around them, yeah.
Anytime they ask for this, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've seen adults react badly when they get a rejection from
Charlie,
someone.
They pain them pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they can't handle it. Then they start insulting the woman. Oh,
like,
because
why would you not accept it? Or, you know? Yeah.
Because growing up, they never really faced rejection. They were not put in situations where they had to consider the other person's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So they come around. They have terrible work colleagues. I mean, we see them around us. Sometimes, I mean, he doesn't care if he's offended you or not. He comes, I want to do this now.
Yeah,
even though maybe something, someone else is using whatever machine they are just what? Me. So as a parent, every now and again, you need to let's serve this reminder to your child.
Yeah.
It's not just about talking to them. It could be something as mundane as the remote control.
Yeah.
Maybe he's watching cartoons. Mm-hmm. You, the father, you want to watch football. You've always allowed him to watch his cartoon.
Yeah.
Then one time you want to watch football, then you're like, my friend, behave yourself. The world doesn't revolve around you.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it, but that's a lesson. There are times, maybe his siblings.
Yeah, that's something I've
maybe a chore meant for his big brother or his younger sister. And he has finished his.
Mm.
You can tell him, okay, do your brothers or do your sisters.
Yeah. Or maybe help them do it.
I don't even get it. That's so essentially is to, you know, bring them down to earth. Okay.
Yeah, they are living in a real world. Like the thing is not all about anything. Is just.
It's not just about you.
You know, you
that's pretty, what we're
here. It's in the around. Yeah, I see something like that. I see something because when we, it'd be good to sometimes you could deny them some things.
Yeah.
Like anytime you can't chocolate, you get chocolate. Today they are not going to give you chocolate. Whether I go heaven, come back, chocolate don't go come down.
Oh, you don't even have to put it out, but I tell, okay, I went somewhere, I didn't get it. Even though maybe you could have bought it or you actually have it.
Mm.
I don't even get it.
Okay.
The whole idea is to slowly introduce them to the possibility that life is not always going to
yeah,
you give
get
you what
yeah,
you
yeah,
want.
Yeah.
And as adults, we see it all the time. Mm. You are done with school, you're looking for a job. 50 rejections. You write 50 letters, 50 rejections. One save, no click. And you are running around with your clear bag. You are still... Because what's the alternative? Really? So that in itself provides a teachable moment for you as the parent.
Mm.
So the whole idea of the me first fight is to let them understand that you are not the center of the universe.
Mm.
There are things happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to give a helping hand. It's good to... Or we sometimes even take the smallest portion.
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe you don't. Maybe you always give him the fattest meat on the table.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And today I like, no. Papa meat, I guess tobacco, I go chop up.
Yeah.
Or not even that. And then you give it to his big his big brother or big sister.
I mean, I see instances where this one, it was like my friend, my cousin, Omar, one of my cousins. The one, I think the one we met at the hospital.
Okay.
He has, I mean, I think 3 kids. So... The elder, there was a time they were, you know, about to, you know, eat supper or something like that. And he did something intentionally. There were 2 eggs, right? Just 2. So he decided to give 2 to the younger siblings. And the elder boy didn't get. So while they were eating, they were all seated down, they were eating. The other 2 girls had started eating already. And the boy was just seated. So I asked him, Husni, Bakaji, like, wouldn't you eat? Then he was seated. He said, he'll eat. I'm like, what was the problem? He said, nothing. Then eventually I realized he started eating. So after he finished, then I called him and I asked him, why did it take him like about 10, 15 minutes before, you know, he started eating his meal? Then he said, he was thinking, why would he eat the meal without the egg? But as he was seated, he realized that there were only 2 eggs. Because I realized he stood up, went to the kitchen, came back. That was where he started eating. Then he said that he realized that there were only 2 eggs.
Mm.
So that was why he decided to eat.
Okay.
I said, really? He said, yeah. So that's fine. So the dad is a close buddy of mine. I mean, we're practically brothers. So we come out to ask and say, but I see fresh eggs in the fridge inside. Why you not give? I say, hey, Shada. Wait, he asked me, say, who's going to eat the food? You want charge? I say, relax, it's chop. He said, okay. If you guys say no, go chop. Like, we'll see what you do. But the boy in mind, the one like say the egg no day. He left 2 pair. But at that instant, I appreciate the boy because he can't realize say it'd be okay make the younger ones eat in no get because the egg he left 2. I don't know if it about me. He realize say the egg he left 2. So like some egg there, like maybe he go on protest. See, but
I would have day. Actually want like let him see the egg and see what he will talk.
I said, but egg day, why they not give me? So in mind inside.
Egg no day again.
Left two. So, but then once I think say even that be sound because he go feel protest. Talk say ah, but they go feel share
that one. Yeah.
Or maybe share the two, give them and give me one as an adult.
Make we share that one.
So something like that.
Exactly. So I mean, raising a child that is that conscious, it's not by accident. Usually, it takes
maybe deliberate doing something
deliberate as some of these little things that eventually would rewire the way they think. So as a parent, you need to be very, you know, available for some of these things. Now, the other fight. Let's go to the next fight. This is what we've covered, like three fights. Let's go to the fourth fight. The fourth fight is the limitation fight. Now, we've seen adults grow up and don't have limits. And for adults that don't have limits, we've seen problems manifest in the forms of gambling debts. Problems manifest in the form of overcommitment when
they don't know when to stop.
Exactly.
Then just they carry the go.
So they have no boundaries. Like, you know, sometimes when you try something, there's like you just realize at this point I'm wasting my time. I need to stop.
Yeah.
Some people don't have that prompting. If you have it, thank your stars, you have it. Is the reason maybe when you start over 1.5 for Chelsea, over 0.5 for Liverpool, you are doing those things, those gambling.
Every day, you know the chop.
You know the chop, but maybe you get some last five Ghana B. You attempted to do that. You're like, nah, even like this week, the white one, you chopped me plenty. So maybe I carry this one, buy food. I don't go. That's your limitation speaking to you. You have a limit.
And wait, the thing is, everybody get that voice.
Not everybody get them.
You sure?
It's in your upbringing that.
No. But if you get them, maybe you don't pay attention to
them. No, that's what I'm telling you. You'll be mistaken to think that you just grew up and it came. Is a conscious effort by your parents or your guardians that instill that thing in you?
You sure?
How do they instill that in you? When they tell you, when there are activity breaks, that's a limitation. Even in class work, when you are doing work and they tell you break time or time for work, and they partition your days, that's a limitation.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, watching TV.
Time for this.
Time for work. Hey,
is over.
Hey.
So.
We see it. It's not even quite that way. I mean, even all home, around. Yeah. Our homes.
Yeah, it'll be 9 p.m.
It's
go 9. Sleep.
Go and sleep. Man, I want to watch
my friend go and sleep.
I don't even. Limitation. You leave the child, you go watch TV. But limitation. Hey, you need to do this. You need to do that. There's time for
some
this.
Some people, even they do themselves for even meal than they give their children. He give you two plates. He give you one. You go chop, come back. You won't chop again. Go give you. They say, hey, Ade, it's okay. Go.
It's because people don't have limitations that. Later in life, we suffer what we call lifestyle inflation. Now, what is it? Lifestyle inflation is simply, you know, it's a sort of inflation that you bring upon yourself because you don't have limits. If you are aware of lifestyle inflation, it's the reason you won't go and be dating girls that are not out of your league. Your 100 or 200 Ghana Cedi you are managing every month. You carry gold and buy Gucci bag like this. Because you're full.
With the chatter Uber, anyhow. You didn't have throw the chatter Uber, give somebody a picking.
You see what I mean? Even your circle of friends, you then raise you for chop bars inside. You know, proper chop bars where you feel go take your 10 Ghana chop set it. Then you two get up. Everybody KFC, you two go KFC. With what?
You buy, you cry, you still buy.
Eh? Something you probably will spend for about a week. You go finish them in a city.
Eh?
Now you come, they cry. You see, you don't know your limitations.
Yeah.
So, as an adult, you see that you are suffering because there's no mommy or daddy. Maybe as a kid, your father would not tell, no, would give you money for specifically go and spend it. So, when there's no money, finished. But no, as an adult, now here's the case, there's no mommy, there's no daddy. And because you weren't taught limitations, any money that comes goes. There are some people like that. Look, you could be sitting here and you are like, look, if I could get a job that would fetch me 5,000 a month, I'm set for life.
You know, good.
There are people earning 5,000, they are crying more than you, more than they bereaved. I'm telling you that 5,000 is too small, it's chicken change. And you are looking at it, in fact, if you get it, you won't ask for salary increment again.
Ah, I'm done. In fact, I'll embrace whatever that comes to me.
You see,
I have it. Because you are too, like, so, you'd be too extravagant for yourself. Like, every day, it'd be you they spend.
You add new things to the list. But I understand, usually, when you earn higher, changes
your
will come into your life.
Obviously.
Yes, but once you have limitations, there are still
places
levels you won't cross.
Cross, yeah.
So as not to spend out of budget. But if you don't have the limitations, I'm telling you, they can give you 50 million a month. It will still not be enough. Because as a child growing up, nobody was like, hey,
it's okay. Save this. You have 10 Ghana.
Don't do this.
Save 5.
Don't
use this.
There are some children, naturally, I mean, they have it.
They know, yeah.
Some children you even get. My kid sister, she has, like, I thought I had a saving culture. That girl is worse.
Mm.
Sometimes we have to even threaten her to spend it.
For 30%
oh, spending. Oh, you go and pack your coins and go there. She's saving money.
For rainy days now.
Yes.
She won't build mansion anyway.
So, is that is the way she is. So, that's the limitation fight. So, as a parent, it's one of those fights you should have with your kids. Whether or not they like it, you need to set boundaries. You need to set limits.
Mm.
Then fight number 5. We have what we call the awkward conversation fight.
Mm.
Now, these are conversations that... Now, let's talk about the sex conversation.
Close your eyes.
It's very difficult for parents to have that conversation.
No, but why if you guys say that thing, like, it'd be a big deal for... Now, it'd be like, say, it'd be... Okay,
it's not okay. Children are just exposed more than
sure.
Before.
No, but I feel say right now, some of the parents are more inclined in terms of educating their children.
You see, the thing, look, and here's where it gets very tricky. The sex conversation or the very awkward conversations you need to have. Mm. Because at the end of the day, it's a conversation you need to have with them slowly. I mean, you are going to stammer at some point as you, what is this? Daddy, I saw this. And maybe they are curious about body parts and... Charlie, you want to not give them too much information, but you also want to give them information.
Mm.
So it's going to be some way. And sometimes, maybe when they are in their teens, that's when they disassociate and they start talking to their friends more about how they are feeling, their body, the way they are reacting. That's where we get the terrible advice from friends.
Mm.
So that's where they start, oh, how do I talk to this girl? But since you didn't start these conversations with them, they will never talk to you about it.
Mm.
If it's the first boyfriend, she'll never talk to you about. If it's the first girlfriend, he's never going to tell you. It's one conversation you'll never have, no matter how.
So
they'll
should,
roll their eyes or find a way to get.
You create an enabling environment for them to feel comfortable telling you about.
We've seen kids, some of them would introduce, oh, daddy, this is my boyfriend. This is my... How did that happen? How did they get to that stage where the child is very comfortable to introduce whoever it is in their life to their parent?
Mm.
It's because this awkward conversation started early. So they get to their teens or secondary school. Oh, any guy that comes to their life, oh, the father or the mother, be rest assured, they know about
they know you.
So anything that goes wrong, they'll look for you. They know where you live. I don't even get me. So they had that awkward conversation with the child. The child might have resisted or played being coy about it and everything, but they sort of brought that part of them out. They had that conversation. Now, I'm not saying you should go start full-blown. They are in stage 5 and you start talking about sex anyhow with them. No. Children are very crazy.
Adventurous.
They'll go and be doing things and tell you, it's your father that was telling them. It's a very
sensitive
thing. And normally, it takes a lot of wisdom to navigate that path. And depending on what child, because there isn't like a template to follow how to have that conversation, no. Because temperaments are different with every child.
Mm.
So you study your child's temperament and see how very well slowly you introduce the child to some of these conversations, these awkward. Sometimes some children, you would have to bring it up. Some children too, they are very curious. They will ask you, daddy, what is it? Or mommy, what is this? And I say, that's where you have a red face. You're looking at your wife. She's looking at you. What do we say? And your answers never should be in tandem. That's the thing. If he goes asking this question and you say this, and mommy also says that.
Like, who is actually telling me the truth?
Then it creates more confusion.
Yeah.
Or probably he just assumes that you people don't know what
so
you're talking about.
So both of you need to be on an agreement level in terms
exactly
of this kind
that's
of conversation.
What you are telling the child.
Yeah.
And this is because of technology, it has even made parenting even more complex because a lot of the time, sometimes they don't even ask you. They'll just pick up the phone and they Google it.
Yeah.
Or find videos related to that, which is dangerous. Because now you don't really know what the children are watching. We say children now are more advanced. No. There's just much more information out there than before.
Mm.
Things they probably would have, at age 10, they would have to come to their father or mother to ask what's going on behind that closed door. They pick a phone. What does mommy and daddy do?
At night.
Mommy is always praising God. He's always saying, oh my God. What does it mean?
You know, now that artificial intelligence is here now, I mean, all sort
of... Need any artificial. People are making YouTube videos of all the stuff. Yesterday, when was that? I saw a YouTube video of how to buff.
Oh, boy. How I to know, buff?
TikTok, actually. Yes, how to buff properly.
So all this while we've been buffing is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Someone is creating content on how to... Then she had one soup for the ears. Another one for the... As a, Charlie.
Come and see. And I go Samina. Alata Samina.
Soon now we are taking a video of how to drink water. We are getting there. So, so everything now, is content these days.
Hard.
So that is the awkward conversation fight. It's one of those fights you should have. The awkward conversation.
Mm.
Sometimes. So when I say fight here, now I don't know if you get me now. It's not just about physical, but it's about confrontation, forcing them to have some of these conversations that they normally would not have. Then the next fight, the safe fight, we go to the boredom fight.
Okay.
Yes. Now the boredom fight, it's to not stand the risk of raising an activity junkie or an activity addict. Some parents will fill the time of their children 24/7. So there is no time in between for them to be actually kids.
Yeah.
So hey, you wake up, go to school. Some and I mean talking about even school.
And schedule
I mean,
the day the 24
children,
hours.
Children waking up as early as 6.
Four.
Why? Yeah. What are they studying?
And so and you see, interest the irony be say some parents could justify them by saying that they show the child life.
That's what I'm saying. It's good to have structure. No one is saying that. But like this boredom fight. A child or a person should be comfortable in nothingness. There are times in your life when nothing is just happening.
Yeah, you for be idle. You for be
maybe you lost your job. Something you didn't even expect.
Mm-hmm.
You got kicked out.
And you should be comfortable with it. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying you should be. It's not the end of the world. Because when it happens like that, sometimes you need time to readjust. Okay,
yeah,
now
possibly,
where am I going? Yes, and even within that period, you're going to be bored out of your mind.
Because at that point, it could provide an opportunity where like you could re-look at things.
Sometimes it's not even that field you want.
Possibly,
you are going to want to, you know, try another field.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get me. So, and that will take you sitting back and doing some sort of stock taking, understanding what your situation is properly before
you analyze things properly.
Exactly, deciding your next line of action. So that is the boredom fight. So you should be comfortable in your nothingness at some point. It's not you should be comfortable, I don't know.
Yeah.
But don't stand the risk of raising children that are activity centered or activity
every
addicts.
Time they want to do something.
So Monday to Friday. So when let's say they leave for school at 4, by let's say 2 or 3, they are back. 3, they have to go for extra class. By 5,
then they go Makaranta.
Not even Makaranta, they come in the evening, there's another evening class. Yeah. Then the next day,
They are always.
Then that's Monday to Friday. Now, Saturday, Sunday, maybe there's no school related.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they go Makaranta. Mm-hmm. Now, the Makaranta, they are back. Then you extra class.
Yeah.
Now, from the. So there's. I don't even get me.
I mean,
allow them to be children.
Yeah.
You can only be a child once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, there's if you observe it, there's no point for or there's no part of his activity where he's actually just okay, let me go and do this, let me go and do that,
like time for himself or herself
to do his own things. And I understand sometimes parents are scared to let children be idle, but that's why they, because children, there's no telling what
they can do.
Usually when it's quiet at home, that's when you sense danger.
Why is he?
When you're in the kitchen and there's noise, you know what they're up to. But usually when it's too quiet, you know, these people, they're probably doing something.
I mean, as young as they can be. You know, if I did, why is he not speaking? Go watch, they do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, boredom is okay.
Mm.
Okay, let them find their own thing.
Yeah.
In this time, you realize that some children actually find what they like. Because
If you leave them idle for that moment, you will realize they're into something. Well, if you identify them constantly, you say, no, this is something where the kid they like.
Even if you sit back and observe him during those times, you're like, oh, he likes doing this at this point. It's not like it's something you asked or planned.
Yeah.
But at that point in time, because he himself essentially knows he's free, then you see that slowly he'll gravitate towards something that is of interest to him or her. Maybe they like playing house, they like pretending to play family cooking and everything. Maybe it's a boy, he likes chess. Then you're like, okay, I don't know this boy like chess. Then if it's something you want to sharpen his skills into, then okay, you maybe after, instead of the good old classes, then okay, you like chess.
Get a teacher to assist him.
To sharpen the skill. So, I'm saying it's not, it's just you observing and doing what is right, basically, as a parent. That's it. So that's the boredom fight. The other fights, second to last fight, is called the meal fight.
Meal fight.
Meal. Yeah.
Meal.
Yeah.
Chop chop.
Exactly. Now, there's some sort of importance where, when it comes to food, sitting around the table and having a meal as a family together.
Be because important,
eh? Yes, scientifically, studies have shown that children that grew up in such a setting are less likely to be depressed and less likely to depend on drugs when things are not going right. Because at the end of the day, there's a feeling of a certain support system around them. So it's very important that every now and again, you encourage a family meal.
They together. Have that feel of belongingness.
Exactly. Like, they don't feel all alone.
They can be dependent, they can depend on someone.
When they run into trouble, they know who to turn to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the father likes scolding at the first instance, they know, okay, this instance, let me talk to mommy first.
Yeah.
If it's the other way around, then maybe they would rather talk to the father first. Maybe.
Where the opportunity, the chance away, you know, ask you guys the job, you they converse, they find out, so how did your day go? You know, all of those things, like sense of concern.
And even during meal hours, as a father, there's this hack that to women, if you want to make a table request to your husband, that's the perfect time to do it.
Because the kids are there.
The kids are there. He's lowered his guard. He's enjoying his best meal. He's his favorite meal and everything. Then, honey. The bag I talked about.
Who tried that? Give yourself.
All of a sudden, it tastes like sand in your mouth.
What? You lose appetite.
He pretends to lose appetite. You come back and eat it. So then let's do the last fight. The last fight. I think I've had this fight several occasions with my mom. The reading fight.
The one they compared you to your friend.
Good.
What are you doing? You're just here messing around. So it's your friend.
Yeah, I suppose. It's a world where now everything is in a book. Now this is we're not just talking, you know, hard copies. We are talking soft copies.
Yeah.
I mean, books are everywhere now. So the reading culture is something you need to consciously imbibe in your child. I've heard so many strategies of how. And with this, it's not like there's a one-size-fits-all approach to, you know, doing it. Okay? Parents, A might decide, this is how I want to imbibe the reading culture. Another parent might decide otherwise.
Yeah.
Some children naturally have the reading
thing in
them.
They like to read, yeah.
So you find them with books. So for that, you are covered. But for others, you would have to drill it into them. I remember hearing this this GTV anchor, Kafuidi, talked about how his parents, you know, drill that reading thing into them. I think that what their father did as a kid was the fact that when they were kids, he would give them a reading list for the month.
So he'd
get them books, maybe 5-4 books for the month. And at the end of each month, he's not going to give you time to sit there and read it all.
Just finish the book.
Finish those books at the end of the month. And when you are done, come and summarize. Write a report. Tell me what you learned from those books. Then maybe he could then table your request. So you think you are just reading, but at the end of the day, it improves your vocabulary.
Yeah.
It opens your mind. There's a whole lot of understanding. So you realize you go to Jesus and your colleagues are struggling to read or understand certain things.
Understand comprehension and all of those things.
Then you are looking at that. But this is
what
simple.
He's trying to see. This is the end result. Yeah, kind of vibe. Yeah.
You see? So you are miles ahead of your colleagues. And you don't even realize how you did it.
Yeah.
It's because of that sort of reading culture that was in you. Yes. For some of us, yes. Our parents did it the best way they understood. Mine, it was the military style, but whatever wanted to use.
Comparison. Yeah, he is sleeping. Yes. Call your friend.
My friend was sleeping and he had a book on his chest. My mom came and the guy is playing video game.
That's
so she actually had to seize the video game and hide it somewhere. I waited. I had the spare key somewhere. But it's now like you really understand, okay, this is what she was actually trying to do. But maybe her approach
was a bit.
You see, so that's what I'm saying. For every child and the temperament, you need to observe what works. For some children, force would work. For some, no. Come and say, this is what I want to do. So there's the carrots method and there's the stick. Carrots is incentivizing. Stick is punishment. So if you are using the carrot, okay, you know what, Barry, I need it to, or Isam, I need you to read A, B, C, D. You know what? If you read it and you know he's been disturbing you for an iPad or what, I'll get it for you. That's the carrot method. Okay, then. He said, now, no one is motivating him. iPad will motivate him. So he wants to read.
Yeah.
There's that. Then there's another one. It's something I know they hear. Okay, you know what? If you don't finish this book, I will lash you. So,
he knows a candy, so he won't finish the book.
Uh-huh. Maybe, as usually with parenting, you will have them playing good cop, bad cop. Mm. One is the soft one, the other is the hard one. You all can be hard and you all can be soft. So the child should consciously know that, no, this thing, if father heard about this thing, Charlie,
I'm finished.
So maybe the mother has always been begging him, oh, read. And, okay, I'll tell your father. They say the mood will change because you know the father is different. So, but that's what I just said. So we can only hope to do right by the kids when some of these things come. But hopefully these are just some of the fights as a parent you should be willing to pick with them no matter what. So now that I mentioned fights, you actually get the context of the fight and not actually slapping people.
I mean, why you won't fight your kiddie, you know? but I mean, these are necessary, somebody could say necessary evil, but of course good ones, you know, where Charlie Gofi help shape, you know, our future leaders, because at the end of the day it'd be what or where did it start from? The experiences then they experience. That'd be what, like, they grow with them eventually. With I mean, see this, the whole, you know, limit fights. You don't know when he could stop. He just, they go. Every day, they follow the girl for how she says she don't like you. She they chop. Maybe she don't tell you so. But the thing she they do, they tell you, your money every day, your salary.
Nah, you catch them, you go see blue card today. The next day, they see.
Where you car. Still, they go.
But you make your money, nah, and they want.
Where they say, because they told say perseverance, where they win. So you persevere. Eh?
And you see, the thing about these things, even with guys, I always say this. Look, women are not hard to figure out, though. If she doesn't like you, have you ever met a girl that doesn't like a guy? She don't get time to give you everything you do. Look,
by the principle, we say persevere. Look, if you persevere,
there are women, like, you won't do anything practically, and then you get their attention. Yeah. And some, you buy them a private jet, and you tell them they don't like the color.
Hi.
So,
why don't they like you? Don't be easy,
because those Charlie. Things only work
if they like you. Charlie, so necessarily. I mean, some things we did definitely you for fight with your children about, so say at least you will make them better people in the future. As we always talk, we don't get formula where they carry raise kids, but some things be day way as it be principle, like it be K, as they go say, K in a constant. It be static things where you fulfill imbibe for your, you know, kiddies that are inside, make them grow. And at least, even if they get other things and go learn by their own, some of these things make it come from home. We say it be solid. It go be like a constant reminder for their ears inside. Say, Charlie, at this point in my life, I for stop this one, go on to this. Or I for come out, go see what's in the happen. Or maybe, you know, I for get involved in this, make this happen. You know, all these things we talk about. But anyway, thank you very much, my people. As long as I don't take my time listening to how far today. Now, how far are they going? Say, how far now? I say, today, now, fight will they talk about too. Now, fight, we go feel help you, help your kiddie. But thanks to my man, Hafiz Gunu. We will come on our way again with another episode of How Far Podcast. My name, Nabari. Bye-bye now.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.